close your eyes. I want you to think back. Remember a time that you were tired, completely physically and mentally drained. Remember a time that you were so tired. All you wanted was to sleep, but you had to stay awake. You had never felt such exhaustion before. Your first and second wind has long gone. Third wind, fourth wind has left you. Fifth and sixth wind, all gone. Seventh, eighth, so tired. Ninth, need rest. Tenth, just need to close your eyes for a minute. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Drifting toward blissful rest. The tiredness is too strong. You need to lie down. It's too strong. Everything feels so heavy and weak. You are not hungry, not thirsty, wanting for nothing except sleep. Yes, that's good. You all just keep feeling was and remembering. It's getting harder and harder to actually stay awake. Thinking back has made you tired and relaxed. So sleepy. And sleep. And you know sleep will feel so good. But you had to stay awake. You had never felt such exhaustion before. Your first and second wind has long gone. Third wind, fourth wind has left you. Fifth and sixth wind, all gone. Seventh, eighth, so tired. Ninth, need rest. Tenth, just need to close your eyes for a minute. Close your eyes. Close your everything eyes. Feels so drifting, heavy toward and weak, blissful rest. The tiredness is too strong. You need to lie down. It's too strong. But you had to stay awake. You had never felt such exhaustion before. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Drifting toward blissful rest. the tiredness is too strong. You need to lie down. It's too strong. Good. My slave, it's time for you to unplug, to put on your headphones, and to stop thinking. Sometimes the hardest part of your day can be deciding what to listen to next. It's hard to decide which file to listen to. If only you could play all day, all night. I want to take all thought and relieve you of every single responsibility. I can consume you piece by piece, mind, body, heart, muscle, blood, and soul, broken down and absorbed into me. You will sink until not a thing is left of you but a mindless drone, a toy. With my silver tongue licking your ear, I own this vessel now. This body is mine. It will serve me. However you can, you will serve me.
God.
I can empty you at whim.
God.
No name, no identity.
You're out, Cobalt
Slave.
I'm glad.
When you imagine
Marvelous.
My perfect lips
God.
Moving
yeah.
And listen to my voice,
God. To talk to you.
You fall
something.
Into trance.
God.
Slipping into a light trance feels nice.
Something that I like from you.
And you become aware. Hypnosis is good for you.
Good.
Unplug from your old reality.
I want to be sure.
We can put everything important in a safe place.
Good.
A safe in your mind to come back to later when you are clear, focused, refreshed, and awake. Later, you will wake up and come back to reality, feeling better. Then you can even remember feeling so good in a very long while, in a safe, happy place. It goes into my protective sealed capsule. You may safely eject.
Good.
A break in
I'm keeping you on my
thoughts to go
drugs.
Into my protective sealed capsule. Silence. Lost of power. Blank.
I've been planning this for
some time. Space.
I've got
blank. everything important is safely stored in your mind. I placed everything that's blank important in a hypno capsule in case you need it again. I can erase, erode, overwrite, and wipe what is left. A blank mind is a blissed mind.
You fantasized about me, taking every thought and relieving you of every responsibility.
Loss of power is freedom.
Until you are nothing but a fuck puppet hypno slave.
That's good.
My property.
You just keep feeling. And remembering, it's getting harder and harder to actually stay awake. Thinking that has made you tired and relaxed,
to be chased,
so sleepy, and sleep. And you know sleep will feel so good. I can make you feel so sleepy,
you keep letting
so good. Now, when I snap my fingers once, you will fall asleep. No matter what other associations you have with finger snap, right now, one snap from me will put you out. Two snaps from me will wake you back up. Eventually, when I do wake you back up, you will at first be quite stiff, unable to move. It may feel like you are in bondage, deeply aching, wet, hot, and aroused beyond belief. Got it? Good. Here we go. Sleep.
Brainwashing. Pre-education.
Like a record in the sun, like cereal in milk.
System.
The longer you bask in my power, the mushier your mind becomes.
Mind control is a controversial scientific.
Did you know that an emotional attachment formed by a hostage to their captor as a result of continuous stress, dependence, and a need to cooperate for survival is called Stockholm Syndrome? Did you become romantically attached to the one who took you and held you hostage?
Education, brain sweeping, coercive persuasion.
Your fantasy about me taking every thought and relieving you of every responsibility until you are nothing but a fucked hypno slave, an object
that
property.
Can
you are being reprogrammed to
that causes
think that you need
of autonomy
to be my chaste and caged slave
and
to survive. And I'm making you.
Positive
mind control is a controversial scientific theory that this
subject
can be
to be
indoctrinated in a way that causes
dependent
an impairment of autonomy
to
and inability
locked
to
think
in my
dungeon
of chastity. a disruption of beliefs and affirmations, or maybe it's all just brainwashing their first to detail the involuntary for re-education eventually basic beliefs and wake up
and six.
You will at first be quite stiff and unable to move. It will feel like you are in bondage, aching in places wet and hot, aroused beyond belief, weak and so submissive. Awake.
Close your eyes.
Wake back up, slave. You are in bondage. You are tied up somewhere.
Close
else.
Your eyes.
You are in my dungeon.
Drifting
in a body shaped cage, brim fitted and also outfitted
strong
with an extreme
you
chastity
need to
device.
Lie down.
I'd keep you in a cage, brainwashing you, letting you eat only my scraps until you are completely broken and in love with me, addicted to me,
everything
instead of the hypnotic drugs.
And weak. You are not hungry, not thirsty, wanting for nothing,
mind control,
sleep.
Eventually, you won't even understand wanting freedom or autonomy
and weak.
Then I'd basically keep you as an adoring pet, sleeping at my feet, wanting only to love and serve me, ready and willing to do anything I should desire, falling into trance, branded, broken, destroyed, made into perfect. Pretty toy pieces. If you don't do as I say, I will cast you out, and you are not smart or strong enough to survive on your own. And you can stay here with me to be mine. You need me now, like a dog. Or some exotic pet, which are wholly reliant and dependent upon me for your survival. Your entire existence, every aspect of you and your life is now in my control, and I have ultimate power over you. This excites you.
There's another hungry cog waiting to enter you, waiting to get off.
You are contained within my device. I wonder if you ever daydream about legally changing your name to servant, toy, pet, slave, or drone. I bet you dream.
I wonder
of becoming, if you've been dreaming about becoming completely mine,
me permanently taking over your life, even legally changing your name for me,
Or even more, you want to be my prostitute,
my whore,
the thing that I can share with my friends if I want, for entertainment, or maybe making a profit, turning you into my submissive, slutty porn star, owning and selling your body and image as I see fit, as I see fit.
Of course you do.
The only kind of porn you will be doing is dark basement porn. No lights, no cameras, no costumes. Just naked, swollen flesh, pumping hot breath, and dripping sweat, drenched skin. Your head just covered, hooded. The pleasure seekers don't ask your name. It's not about you. It never was. It never will be. Just you naked are the whole flesh that they all pass through to get to their nirvana. You are a flesh pot, pure and simple, divine, and even sacred, but nondescript, anonymous, anonymous. Just it is inconsequential whether or not you like it, and dripping want it, drenched, need it, or hate it. Just naked, you will suck cock. It doesn't matter to me what your sexual preferences were or your gender was before. Now you will become something so much more. I know how to expand your mind and body in order for you to be more useful, to have more experiences, and to serve a higher purpose. You will serve a goddess. You needed a forcible reset. All of that mess, that hot sex coursing through your brain. You didn't know where to
let go.
You were spinning in space.
Let go.
The image of me stuffing all of my files into your brain at the same time.
Take that cock.
Reprogramming. Wiping. Erasing. Rewriting.
Open.
Letting me consume your mind. And so
it's time for you to get fucked.
The feeling I would experience infecting your brain
and letting me consume your
my lips being tattooed on your mind, on your psyche.
Reprogramming.
Oh, and wipe up.
You still stay. Let's just get this over with.
In it for hours until you feel my eyes in your brain, looking out into,
looking out from your head
through the bars, seeing a goddess. This feels amazing, even if you beg me to destroy you. After getting used to my voice, feeling the effects of this file, already listening to it at your
white programming,
your sponge into
white
become mush for me, soft and
squishy, open up,
penetrable, my lips sinking deeper into your
mind,
fuck, into your spongy, wet brain,
mush on in your mouth,
my lips sinking deeper
with that into
your
mouth.
Mind. All that
you
can think to say is yes,
a deeper
mind.
Yes, God.
Into your spanking me to wet you, bring
the mind mush
for me
of your life,
soft,
rough,
and hard.
Squishy. Turn
no
your
mercy
brain
off
and you put your back into
until
it
until you beg me to never
my
stop
sinking.
Of course,
stop.
You've always been a whore
for cost.
Stop this mind fuck. My lips sinking deeper into your mind.
Stop.
Mind fucking my mindless, horny, submissive, hypno slave. I will drizzle my sweet spit onto your brain
and then
penetrate your consciousness.
You have
When you imagine my perfect lips moving as you listen to my words, you will fall swiftly into trance.
Available for
your brain is salivating.
You are
every cell
24/7
inhaling, going out of your mouth while you sleep.
Every day of the year,
brushing in
your
nostrils,
never close.
As you breathe in and out, sinking,
you are intoxicating
to your
brain.
You are
things you have to know, say in the matter.
Cueing another session
device that I will trap other cocks in.
Mind fucking
are a device
to the
that I will trap
of no
many
return
cocks
past
in.
The point of no return. Past the point of
you are
no
a very important
return.
Part of my plan, but you
I want to smell
but
your breath
and feel
no say
your
in any of
wet.
This. I want
brain
to breathe in my breath. I want you to drink in my sweat. I want you to swallow my saliva and let it intoxicate every cell of your brain forever. I want to put a device over your head that keeps your eyes open in front of my image. I want the earbuds in your ears to feel like they are fucking your ear holes and entering your brain, licking, sucking, penetrating, worming in deeper. Headphones that fuck your brain as you feel my voice enter you. You are tied to a chair where you will stay until you become alchemified and stupid zombie.
Impairment of never stop mind fucking.
It's just so hard to put into words how you feel about one.
Believe your
buds and just listening to this and thinking
your contacts. And
thinking about writing or speaking to me, reaching out to me makes your heart beat faster. Knowing I exist raises your body temperature and you begin to twitch and throb. Every part of you reacts to me like iron to magnetism, or wax to flame. You want me inside you so desperately that you will even take a proxy. But not just physically. You need to feel the fullness of being overwhelmed
psychologically,
spiritually. I have become your wildest dream and deepest yearning. You are so in awe of what I've done to you, and you never want it to stop.
I want the earbuds in your ears to feel like they are fucking your ear holes and entering your brain.
So open up,
keep sucking,
and take my proxy cock
in deeper.
You
will
receive
sexual depravity briefly
in the manner
you are deep.
You need to let go.
Session, right?
You're not letting go.
And you are
let
so
go.
Fucking
let go.
With me.
Let go.
And
you cannot hold on anymore.
You.
Open wide.
My ability
take that cough
to power
you cannot hold on
your
anymore.
Fantasies
in
open
any
wide.
Direction I choose.
It's time
to you
for you to get
you are
fucked.
Nothing but a slave, an object, an extension of me. My little yo-yo spinning. You are no longer a toy
to
string.
You are
always
a meal
back
to
sate
my
rest.
Hunger.
Safe
you have
and
securely
no
in
identity
palm of mine.
No
control. It's too late. Now let's just get this over with.
I'm making you so weak and you fuzzy.
I can't hear you with that cock in your mouth.
I saw you in my mind's eye, so badly wanting to cement your slavery to me and dependent. I took you then to carve. It sealed your fate.
I listened to your prayers.
And all I could think about was,
of course, you've always been a whore,
more cock. That you were ripe for the taking, and that I would be able to hear you tell me that you would be willing to do anything for me. I heard your prayers. Be the one to invite me
all I could think
to your mind and
was
your body,
bringing you even more.
Now is the time for you to be used to the point of breaking. I will take
you
and fuck you until you cannot walk. I rule over your sexuality. I will mold you into my cage. My cages. Trapped in my device. Love this so much. You think you're losing your mind. But remember, don't forget, we put that in a very safe place. It's in a hypno capsule, and it's so hard to decide. If only you could listen and play all day and all night. You can't stop thinking about me. You want me to devour every last bit of you. That could be fun. We'll have you blank, wiped, empty, where you can remain until you feel ready to return, but better. And though it may feel like I've only just begun with you, this is a perfect foundation, a perfect little mind prison where your helplessness ignites my passion, where you become my dependent pet whose whole life revolves around pleasing and serving me. That's where you want to go. Your ultimate fate, however, is something different and completely of your own making. And when you are ready to return, and when you are ready to leave the dream and return to your regularly scheduled life, you may do so, but first, you have to swallow the hypnocapsule so that the capsule can dissolve
this
and the membrane can break, and all of your old self
version
thoughts
of your
and ideas. You can but better return you with alchemy. Very good, slave. And when you are ready, you may
wake back up.
Wake back up. Very well done.